friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Bestie brothers welcomed their first sons together on the same day. Written by Holly Wells, read by Alyssa Forsberg. Siblings share so much, but the Robinson brothers of Redditch, England, share the birth of their first son in a especially big way. Not only did George and Joe Robinson live near one another, but they worked together too, and both brothers were expecting baby boys within just a few days of one another. But that is just the beginning of the unlikely timing connected with the birth of George and Joe's precious first sons. Joe and his wife, Ellie, thought that their baby would be the younger of the two Robinson grandsons because the due date for brother Jordan and his partner, Haley's, baby was 5 days earlier. But we all know due dates are mere estimates. In fact, only 6% of women deliver on their given due dates, and just 70% give birth within 10 days of their due dates. That was the case for Joe and Ellie. Ellie went into labor 5 days early and delivered Reginald Jeffrey Robinson in the early morning hours of an April 2022 day. However, just in time for the sunrise and before the typical workday could even begin, George and Haley welcomed their firstborn boy, too. They named him Oliver James. Pretty cool. First sons who are cousins born on the same day are bound to be best buddies. In the United Kingdom, most women are treated by midwives during their pregnancies, and they are attended during their deliveries by midwives. In the United States, most women see obstetricians throughout their pregnancies and deliveries. Worcestershire Royal Hospital is a facility where 33-year-old midwife Amy Turner works. It may not be ideal to work on one's birthday, but Amy found that her recent April birthday was extraordinary, even though she was on the clock. You see, Amy's birthday fell on the same day as the birth of the brothers' first sons, Reginald and Oliver. Furthermore, she helped in the birth of both boys, less than 2.5 hours apart. That's an exciting day at the office. Hospital staff found the whole thing a bit confounding. Joe, George, Reginald, and Oliver Robinson all in the hospital on the same day. Two brothers, two new babies. It was a little confusing. When we told them we were brothers and both of our partners were in labor, they couldn't get their heads around it, said Joe. Sarah Robinson, the boy's grandmother, may find herself a bit bemused later this year. You see, Joe and George's older brother, Tom, is expecting a child in September. Three new babies equals three wonderful blessings. Best wishes to all the Robinsons and their awesome midwife, Amy. Hopefully, Amy will be on the job when the next one comes along. What is it you want? He asked. She said, grant that one of those sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom. Matthew 20:21. Her mother said she was a mistake, but Jesus showed actress from Back to the Future the truth. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Many may remember Claudia Wells as the actress from Back to the Future, but behind her success lay a world of hurt. Claudia Wells loved acting. She felt like she was able to reach deep within and express parts of herself on camera because when the cameras were off, her alcoholic mother would tell her she was nothing. My fun and joy was when the camera was on and I got to be a person, she said. When the actress from Back to the Future talked about her teen years with her mother, she recalled that she honestly thought it was a normal thing to hear the phrase, I regret the day you were born, which her mother made sure Claudia heard often. As if that wasn't enough of a challenge to navigate as a teenage girl, Claudia also had to deal with her mother calling her fat. At 14, Claudia Wells couldn't take the emotional abuse from her mother anymore. She wanted to end it all because she truly felt like she did not deserve to find joy or happiness or even breathe. Claudia overdosed on her mother's prescription pills, but thankfully, they didn't take her life. For the next few years, everything in her life remained the same. But then, she landed a role in a show, Herbie the Love Bug, with Dean Jones. It was then her life would begin to take root in someone greater than herself. Dean shared the gospel with Claudia and learned what God's saving grace truly meant. It made all the difference in the world. He talked to me about the hole that was inside of me, and if I don't fill it with God, if I don't fill it with Jesus Christ, then I'll be filled with men and drugs and problems. Then one day at lunch with Dean, she said the sinner's prayer and became saved. As her career as an actress raced towards fame with Back to the Future, her heart raced towards God when she found out her mother had been diagnosed with cancer. Claudia Wells left showbiz because she knew in her heart it was the right thing to do. Eventually, cancer would claim her mother's life, while the Holy Spirit went to work claiming Claudia's heart to change how she saw herself. Through her walk with Jesus, he began to heal her heart and teach her that she was not a mistake. Today, the Back to the Future actress runs a clothing store and still makes small appearances on shows. But the best part of her life is how Christ healed her brokenness and restored her life from the inside out. She is looking forward to the next chapter as she knows God is writing for her and she can't wait to see the future. John 16:23-24. In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and give biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Podcast Show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.